Sitka's Fish to Schools program launched in January and is aiming to serve locally caught seafood twice a month at Blatchley Middle School for the rest of the year. I showed up in school a couple of days after February's fish lunch. Luckily for me, this guy at the front of the line had both a discerning palate and a sharp memory.
I think it was great. It's like one of the best lunches they've had in a long time.
What was good about it?
It was nice and fresh. Most of the food is like pre-made and then just heated up. Like how it was something fresh for once.
Zach Wright is in sixth grade. He was one of 39 students who took fish over the three other choices. This is roughly 30% of the 127 hot lunches served that day, and almost twice as many as those who chose fish in January. Zach clearly appreciates good food, but I wondered if he gets the rest of it, why people are interested in eating locally.
Do you know where the fish came from that was in your taco on Monday?
Actually, no, I don't.
It was caught here in Sitka.
Sweet!
Does it make any difference to you where your food comes from?
It's cool if it was here because it's like we're using it from around. We're not shipping from other places and we get to use less money.
Okay, he gets it. This has to be good news for Sitka's Fish to Schools program.
My goal is that, you know, with more student involvement and parents knowing about this program, that more kids will be choosing to eat hot lunch on the day when there's local fish being served.
Lexi Fish works for the Sitka Conservation Society. Besides having the right name, she grew up in her family's fishing business. She took on the Fish in Schools program last fall when the idea emerged out of Sitka's annual health summit. Fish says she found immediate support for the idea among Sitka's processors.
It's a relatively small amount of fish that's needed per lunch. It's about 10 to 15 pounds per lunch at this point with 25 students choosing the fish. So it's not that much. And for that reason, I think the processors, they said, oh, that's a great program. We can donate. We can do that at least till the end of the school year.
Fish will be working next on outreach in the classroom to build awareness about local foods and finding ways to offset the higher cost of local seafood versus other protein purchased for the institutional programs in Sitka. Jim Moorman is the director of food services for NANA Management in Sitka. He oversees meals in the schools and the Pioneers Home. Moorman calls the Fish in Schools program unknown territory for students who have demonstrated a consistent preference for pizza. He says he was surprised by the favorable reception to fish at Blatchley.
We served a soft taco with Pacific cod, homemade salsa, homemade tartar sauce, the toppings for the tacos, and it went fairly well.
Moorman says he had no trouble incorporating local fish into the menu. His crew even offered a fishwich as an alternative to the tacos. If the program expands, the only limiting factor might be freezer space, but he doesn't consider it to be much of a barrier.
It's not a burden to do it. It's much healthier, for sure. If we were to do the whole school district, we would just have to increase the amounts, and that's not a big deal for the staff that I have.
The big deal, as Lexi Fish sees it, is funding. While donations are adequate to cover the pilot project, she'd like to find a steady funding stream to allow her to expand to the rest of Sitka schools and to inspire other communities to follow Sitka's lead. Fish herself is following the lead of similar efforts in Dillingham and Kodiak, and the lead of the larger local foods movement.
In a lot of areas in the lower 48, there's a big movement, a farm-to-schools movement, where there's locally caught produce served in the schools, and the kids learn about where this food comes from in their state or in their region. And for us, you know, the first place to start with that is fish, and it does increase the awareness of what we produce and what we have abundant here locally. And then, of course, there's all the health benefits as well.
Fish anticipates that grants and donations will continue to be a part of Sitka's Fish to Schools program for the near future. She says $100 can provide fish for 66 meals. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.